Welcome to Invitations to Play, Learn, Grow, the podcast. I'm your creative solutions creator and professional mess maker. Last episode, we talked about the role that kids play in the world. And it was all about helping kids see how they fit in, where they belong. And I kind of want to pick up on that note. We are at the end of August. September's right around the corner, which means over the coming weeks that most kids are heading back to school in some capacity. Whether that's learning from home, homeschooling, going to public school, every situation is going to look very, very different this year. Hopefully, the situation that the child or children in your life are going back to will give them some sense of familiarity. They will not feel like they're starting from scratch. And that gets back to this idea of the role that kids play. We as adults tend to overlook that concept of What is the child contributing to their learning environment? We tend to focus on what is the child getting? How much are they absorbing? What do they need to be able to absorb more? And what I want to encourage you to consider this week is putting the kids in your lives at the center of their learning experience. What are they interested in? What do they want to know? What do they need to get better at? What areas of their development do they need most support in? And starting from there, putting the child at the center of building learning experiences that fulfill those goals. So, what is your child interested in? Your child or the children in your life, your students, the kids you care for, might be interested in a specific type of animal. They might be interested in learning about a specific place in the world. They might be interested in learning about some place that they've never been. Perhaps they're interested in space. Perhaps they're interested in how things work, how things grow. Take that cue and build on it. But let the child create the story. Let them tell you what it is they want to know, what it is they think they already know. And from there, you can test those ideas, which gets them excited to learn. So, if a kid is interested in space and they think they know certain information about a certain aspect of space, lead with that. Build a learning experience around the information that they say they have, and then explore it further. And learn why their information is true or why their information is not true. And therefore, you engage their curiosity and don't support any resistance that they may build to the idea of learning counter information to what they may already think they understand. One of the things that putting the children at the center of their learning allows is inclusion. You may have kids who like to learn information and take information in using many different formats. And when you put the kids in control of what they learn and how they learn it, it gives them the freedom to explore ideas and interests and skills in ways that they are comfortable learning. I happen to be very visual. I like to watch videos. I like to learn through conversations with other people. I was always drawn to lecture style classes at any point throughout my education, from beginning all the way through college. It's how I like to absorb information by listening to other people, hearing stories, watching videos. I also like to learn by doing. And so the fact that I enjoyed those two different ways of learning made it very easy for me to work with other people on projects. Projects was always the type of lesson that I could get excited about because I was engaged. I was a part of the process. I had a sense of control over the experience, but the project itself had its own independent purpose that I couldn't control, but I got to enjoy the unfolding of the lesson and the information that the project had to offer. So you can engage kids as we go into a new school year in a wide variety of learning experiences. I talked a lot this summer about engaging kids in experiences and activities. Everything from field trips to challenges to obstacle courses to experiments. All of these things put kids at the center of the thing that you want them to understand, but it allows them to have a sense of engagement with the activity and the information and the process or the understanding of how the thing works. being able to spend so much time outside in the summer hopefully allowed you to engage in a lot of experiments and a lot of exploration. I talked a lot about the beach, and I talked a lot about nature and about bees and trees and the things that bees and trees produce. And what is that process? How do those things happen? Conversation is another useful method for allowing kids to feel in control of the process of their learning. Encouraging kids to ask questions and have conversations with the adults in their lives and each other. When kids can engage in conversations with each other, they learn to see, understand, respect, and appreciate the idea that people have different points of view or perspectives. And when kids can understand that people see things differently, it can open up a window for kids to learn different pieces of information that they wouldn't have uncovered on their own. So, if you're doing an experiment about bees and beehives, and I've been using this example for a long time this summer, I apologize, I am not sure why. But if you get kids that are together, that have different perspectives, and they're investigating bees and the roles bees play in a beehive and the jobs that they do in a beehive, chances are that each kid is going to see the different jobs very differently. They're going to see the purpose of each job differently. They're going to see how each job is carried out differently. And that will allow them to pull different information or see information that is presented to them with different levels of importance based on their perspective, which allows for kids to learn from each other because they'll have the opportunity to point out to each other the things that they think are important about the experience they're being presented. So one kid may see one aspect of how bees interact as important, and another child who's looking at it from a different perspective will see a different aspect of the roles that bees play as important to the functionality of the beehive. And they'll engage in a conversation, hopefully that allows them to compare and contrast not only the roles of the bees, but why each bee's role is equally important. So if you're studying the beach or the desert or some particular, maybe the rainforest is another fun one, some particular habitat or corner of the world or climate, these are opportunities to bring different kinds of learners with different kinds of skill sets together around one activity to create engagement and conversation that supports different aspects of learning for the different learners involved. So, learning about a place like the beach, there's all kinds of interest points that kids could pick up. One kid could be interested in the rocks that they see. One kid could be interested in the life forms that they see. And the connecting conversation point could be, how are these things connected? How are these things the same? How are these things different? How do these things interact? So they're all coming from these different perspectives, with these different interests, with these different knowledge bases and these different skill levels, but they're coming together in one learning group, focusing on one topic, and they're learning from and teaching each other as a social experience. And the kids then can set up invitations to challenge each other's learning. This could look like a game. This could look like a trivia contest, a scavenger hunt, a straight up physical challenge. It could look like an obstacle course. It could look like a way to explore an experience of an object that they're interested in. The idea is that the kids are at the center of it. They're not being given a lesson and expected to absorb it. They're being encouraged and supported to create a lesson and then learn it as they create it. Giving them control over the entire experience excites them and encourages them to want to learn and know much more than they would want to if they were just reading it from a book or watching it on a screen. When you encourage kids to experience their learning versus just absorbing their learning, kids get more out of it than just the information that they are engaging or receiving. They are having a physical, mental, and emotional, and social experience. And so they're getting all of these different needs met, and they're also exhausting all of these different sources of energy, which reinforces and supports their physical, mental, and emotional well-being. These are things that hopefully the kids in your lives have gotten more of in the time that they have been learning from home, if you have been able to use the concepts that we've discussed. Because more times than not, kids are not getting all of those experiences when they're learning from a one-size-fits-all experience in a formal school setting. It's one lesson for all, one method for all, and you get what you get. And that doesn't create a positive learning experience for every kid. And I don't know about you, but to me, that should be the point of school. School should excite. It should engage. It should encourage. And it should inspire. And when you put kids at the center of their learning experiences, you give them all of those things, which encourages them and feeds their sense of identity, their sense of capability, their sense of self, and you build healthier humans by encouraging kids to understand that they have a sense of control over their educational and developmental experience. Because kids don't just have to be in control of what information they learn and how they learn it. They can also be put in control of the skills they build as well. So you might have a child or a group of kids in your life who all have different interests, but have different skill development needs. And perhaps when left to their own devices, they bicker, or someone feels left out, or they don't feel included in the experience because they're told they're too young, or they don't understand, or all of those bicker points that we've all heard and we've all spoken and we've all experienced over the years. But if you encourage kids to engage in a skill-building experience where everyone feels included because everyone plays a part, then you're reinforcing their desire to build the skills that they may not yet possess. I'll try to give you an example. We'll go with one that I haven't talked about in a while. Transportation. In the summertime, kids spend a lot of time outside. They're riding bikes. They're playing on a teeter-totter or swinging on swings. And they may become curious about how things work. I don't know where you're listening to this from, but where I am right now, there's a lot of construction going on. And so you see construction equipment and vehicles everywhere. Everything from cement tumblers to bulldozers to cranes to you name it. I don't even know what some of the construction vehicles are called that I've seen. The spirals that crush up the concrete. All of these things could spark curiosity in the kids in your life. What is that for? What are they doing? Why are they doing it? And you can harness that curiosity by encouraging kids to find out that information or the answer to those questions on their own. You figure it out. You tell me what they're doing, why they're using that piece of equipment, what that piece of equipment is called. Let's do the research. How does it work? Okay, let's get out some loose parts and some tools, and let's see if we can recreate our own prototype of that vehicle. Can we create a vehicle that would do that job exactly or some similar version? And this is a hands-on experience that engages all kinds of learning that the kids are fully in charge of. They're seeking out the information and they're putting the information that they learn into practice. Now, in some of these instances, they may want to explore things that they can't fully be in control of. They may actually need an adult to help put the pieces together or to answer questions that they don't understand the functionality of. Some of the more complex mechanical aspects. But how much fun would it be to build your own crane and actually be able to move things with it? You know, obviously not a full-size crane, but a kid-size version or some version of a bulldozer or some sort of a shoveling and dumping device. These things spark curiosity in kids, but it also leans on and reinforces skills that they may not have or may not have strong control of. And so this is a fun way to strengthen those skills while exposing kids to new information and new experiences, which becomes invaluable learning. So, I hope you are as excited to get back into your learning routine and dive into a new year and explore new ideas as I am. I hope you'll join me each and every week as we explore those new ideas and set those new goals and create experiences to support the kids in our lives to achieve those goals in which we have put in place. I have a lot of new things coming this coming school year and in the coming weeks that I hope you will also join me for in the same ways that you join me for these podcast episodes. You can find out about all these upcoming experiences and events at thecreativecampusonline.com. One of the things that I'm super excited about is my live lessons experience that is going to happen each and every week, where I'm going to go live and demonstrate activities, and I'm going to encourage you guys to teach and demonstrate activities as well so that we can engage with each other and learn from each other as well. I am also launching a special experience for you, the adults who listen to this podcast. I am going to be launching a personal development course for adults in September. This course is going to be for adults who may be going into a new phase, a new stage of life or your career, and you're not exactly sure where you're headed or where you fit or what you have within to contribute. And through the process of this 6-week course, I'm going to engage you in conversations and activities that will help you uncover your unique talents, skills, and gifts that you can harness and put out into the world that will help you achieve the goals you have set for yourself, and that will help you overcome what you currently see as obstacles standing in your way of getting to the things that you want to achieve in life. So I hope you will look for those things. I hope you will engage in these experiences with me. I would love to get to know you guys in a person-to-person format, and this would be a really fun way to do that. So I hope you'll come back next week. I hope you enjoy your weekend, and I will talk to you soon.